All right. Hello, everyone. This is the SOS Radio Show, and I'm Josh Butterfield, and I'm coming at you live from Lake Ozark Real Estate State-of-the-Art Studio and Damn Radio. Thank you all so much for being a part of the show, for listening along. This is the Search of Solutions Radio Show, where I try to not be divided and conquered, and where I try to get people from opposing perspectives and views to sit down together and peacefully work for solutions. I try to stop being divided and conquered and try and create a little peace in this world. That's my goal through everything I do. I'm trying to keep a promise to my son to do what I can to create peace. And that's just my whole journey with everything. So, I do have a three strike system with the show here. I dive into deeper things. I love talking politics and religion and the harder talks that we're not supposed to talk about. I think that's part of the reason why things have gotten so out of control in some of those areas is because it's just a non-topic that we seem to struggle to talk about. So I'm trying to find a way to make that happen and have the hard talks that are going to have lasting effects and get to the bottom of problems and things and everything that's going on in the world. So I do appreciate everybody who is a part of this and listens and has the courage to call in. You guys are all greatly appreciated. Like I said, there is a three-strike system here to where we try to stay focused on facts and solutions and not be caught up into personal insults. So if you make a personal insult, you get a strike. After three strikes, you're asked to leave the debate and the conversation. So that way we stay focused and on task. And with that, any and all topics are pretty much open and on the table. And obviously my GPS is still telling me how to get around, but that's just the way we do things around here. So if anybody has any solutions they want to talk about, anything in the world at all, any problems you want to try and throw my way and have me try and figure out, I'm open to it. And any music you would love to hear, I love any and all music, so I'll play any kind of music. So be ready for the ride. I play everything from metal to country to rap and old classic rock, Motown, just about anything. I don't care. I'll play it all. 573-746-8020 is the number here. Anyone out there who wants to call in with anything, I'd love to hear from you. And with that, I usually do about 30 minutes of music in the beginning, and then I'll do some talking. And like I said, if anybody wants to call in at any time, I will, once the song's over, I'll pick up the call and we'll just roll from there. So I do appreciate all you guys listening and for being a part of the show. And with that, I am going to start it off with a little bit of 7 Mary 3 Cumbersome. Getting it going for your listening.
Nervousness will pay. All the stones that are thrown are building up the wall. I have become cumbersome to this world. I have become cumbersome. Bridges burns to the ground. I have become. Too white.
too rich or too poor. She's wanting me less and I'm wanting her more. The bitter taste is come so.
Started for your evening this evening. I think I'm going to play some, it's a toss up between Godzilla with Blue Oyster Cult or Billy Strings, Meet Me at the Creek. I'm going to go with Billy Strings, Meet Me at the Creek. I don't know if I've ever heard this one, but this one's going to go on for a minute. So we got a minute. It shows 9 minutes. So, I'm going to go ahead. Actually, I'm going to play Godzilla first. I'm going to play Godzilla, and then I'm going to play one from the request line that's going to be kind of wild, and then I'm going to play some Billy Strings. So that's what's coming up here on the SOS Radio Show. We're going to do some Blue Oyster Cult Godzilla.
Helpless.
Oh, we got some White Zombie, Thunderkiss 65. That's going to be on here in a minute, but I ain't going to do it right now. I was slipping because I was getting this next song from the request line going. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be something a little wild. So this is Dirt, the album Dirt by Alice in Chains, but with the Super Mario 64 sound font. So if you've ever played Super Mario Brothers 64, you're going to know the game pretty well, and you're going to know a lot of the sounds that come with that game. And so this is a genre of music that maybe many people may not know about, that where people take basically video game music and then kind of mix it into their own and make it cool, or sometimes they'll just cover it. But a lot of times what they do is they'll take their own twist and make it like awesome and include the video games music into real music. And there's just so many different ways and varieties you can do it, from like original stuff to taking the same sounds and making it into a entire cover album, like what's happening here. This is pretty cool, but this is the entire album. I got forwarded the entire album, and it's 53 minutes long, so there was not a specific request for a song, so I am going to just start it out with where it starts from the beginning, and it is the Bones and the Super Mario Brothers 64 sound fun. I love it so much. Thanks for the request. I don't even know what to call it. It's under Dirt by Alice in Chains, but with the Super Mario 64 sound font. So May Inferno is who made the video, and I could only imagine the amount of time and effort they had into making that. And that was spot on. That was so cool. As somebody who has played the game, like, them incorporating the sounds of the game into an entire song and making it spot on is just unbelievably cool how they were able to do that. That is awesome, and they nailed it like 100%. There's a whole album there, so you can listen to the entire album. Rooster, I mean, I gotta do it. I want to just see it. So funny to me. I guess that's just kind of one of them niche things. You have to be a Super Mario Brothers 64, somebody who played it, and just somebody who's into a little different music. So thank you so much for the request of something different. Like I said, if anybody out there has anything at all you want to play, I love hearing wild, crazy music. I don't care if it's old, you know, whatever, music from the 1800s, 1700s. I don't even care. Country, rock, rap, I'll play it all. I think music is kind of like everything else in this world. If we can just learn to accept other people's stuff a little bit and be happy for them, we don't have to like it. We don't have to agree with it. We can just be like, oh, you know, that's somebody else's stuff there. That's cool for them. But, you know, and in turn, you're going to get your stuff that you like here in the future. So I try to hit all genres. I try to cover all my bases and play a little bit of everything from everywhere. And I love it. I love any and all requests. So if any of you guys want to call in, 573-746-8020, I will play any and all wild music you want to play. And I do appreciate the request. So I want to kick it on over to a little bit of Billy Strings, Meet Me at the Creek, which is a great place to meet.
Thank you.
was Billy Strings, Meet Me at the Creek, and man, that was that awesome or what? He is just so incredibly talented. The way that you know, just built up at the end. It was like, it reminded me of like a symphony or like something Mozart or Bach or, you know, one of those classical musical types would do, to where it just builds up and builds up and builds up, and then, you know, at the end. And, I mean, it was just, it's amazing. I got to watch it, you know, I was kind of watching it on YouTube there, and, it's just, that guy is an extremely talented person. I mean, it seems like, I think I really want to watch him live. It seems like he'd be right up there with Sturgill Simpson as far as talent. It's just, he's incredible. And it's fun to think about, you know, the music that we have now and how awesome it really is. You don't ever really stop to think about how good we have it musically. I mean, there's a lot of crap music out there. I won't argue that, but there is so much good music throughout the years. And to think, if you could go back in time and play some of the stuff that we have to like Mozart or Bach or somebody from like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, where they're just jamming out on pianos, you know what I mean? And I mean, I'm sure there was other instruments. I don't know the lifespan of a guitar or anything. I'm sure there was, I mean, I could pretty much guess the lifespan of an electric guitar. That probably wasn't around before the 1900s. So, I mean, just the evolution of music as a whole. If you could take and play like, I don't know, like anything crazy, like Lamb of God, or like, I mean, anything, Billy Strings right there, Tool, or I mean, just the infinite music out there. You know, there's just so much good music out there that we could really just blow the mind of somebody from hundreds of years ago. And it kind of blows my mind to stop and think about just how many instruments and artists and songs and stuff are out there. I love music, and I mean, there's just a never-ending capability of music everywhere. I mean, local artists from all over the world are making good music, and you know, we only get to hear a small tiny portion of it. We could work our whole lives to try and hear every song, and you will never hear every song, because you know, I mean, there's millions of songs being created every minute. You know, heck, I drive down the road and create songs and sing to my dog sometimes. I mean, do those technically count? I mean, if I was recording and publishing, well, I mean, technically, I mean, I guess they would, right? So I don't know. And once again, it's just fascinating to think about that you'll never, that's like, where does the universe end? What's the end of the universe? Where does it stop? Well, it stops about the same place where you get to hear every song that's ever been created. Never. That's where infinite, because you're never going to be able to do that. But it's intriguing to me. Like, you know, like even when I used to travel on the road a lot and do a lot of driving. And when I drive through towns on your lower range stations in your, you know, 80s, 88 and stuff like that, you usually find, you know, the small, just backwoods stations or whatever. And that's where you would always find the local bands and the local talent. And I would strive for that. You know, I wouldn't want to get up in the hundreds and stuff like that, because that's where all your other more mainstream stuff was. So if you stayed back down in that bottom, and I would only catch it as I would drive through towns, you know, I'm trying to tune in on the radio and drive through cities and stuff. But I mean, that's where I've found some of the greatest music that I'll never hear again, and just been driving and been like, oh, this is George and the Tortoises in Memphis, Tennessee. And, you know, and here's their song, you know, River Mud, and you never know what it is. And then you're like, wow, that was the coolest song. Who was that? Oh man, what's the radio station? Oh, and then by that time you done lost it, because you only had it for a minute. And so sometimes in life, you know, that's what you got to do, is just enjoy the moment. That's all we can. I mean, you're never going to accomplish, you know. Sometimes we get so involved in our goals or everything that we're pushing for that we lose sight of the little moments and how great things are, you know. And looking back, I'm able to just be glad that I was able to live in the moment and appreciate those songs and listen to them and have them and just have a chance to listen to them in the first place, you know. And that's all we can do is enjoy the small things. That's one of my favorite lines from Zombieland, you know. It's a deep philosophy. I love philosophy from all types, whether it be Jesus's philosophy of do unto others as you'd have done unto you, which I think is the best philosophy to live by, or you know, Woody Harrelson from Zombieland, and enjoy the small things, you know. And that's like a heavy moment. Like, I'll do it all the time. Especially with like beautiful scenery. Like, if I'm walking somewhere and there's like, I'm like, oh, this is a beautiful picturesque view. And I don't give a damn what I'm doing. I'll just stop and just be like, well, I am going to take 5 minutes to just, whatever else is happening in the world can just wait. And I'm going to enjoy the small things right here, right now, in this moment. I am just going to stop and enjoy this. And I think that we need to do that in life, you know, and it's almost like it rejuvenates me when I do stuff like that. It's almost like I feel better, you know. I walk away from that moment smiling and happy and just like, yeah, man, that's why we're here, you know. And we get so lost with the day-to-day life and rushing and our goals, you know, because we all have our goals, everything. And that's basically what life is we're all just trying to reach our goals. And some of our goals are much higher than others. And so, you know, the higher the goals, the more stress and stuff that you're going to have with it. And I don't know. It's just like a give and take. It's hard, you know. And the less goals, you know, maybe the less successful or whatever. But the more time you may have to enjoy the small moments. So it's a give and take. You know what I mean? It's who's to say what side's better, and who's to say, you know, what's the right way in this world? You know, I don't know. I've done a lot of both. I've done a lot of chasing my goals and, you know, money or whatever in the world, and just been super hyper focused on that. And I've also done a lot of time to just enjoy life and take a moment to, you know, try and enjoy family and just enjoy this wild ride we're on, you know, and take a time to breathe. And I think ultimately, you know, we got to have a little bit of both in this world in order for us to be sane. Too much of one or the other might, you know, throw us off a little bit. And so it's just kind of that give and take in this world, to where you got to have some relaxation and some moments of I don't know, just enjoying life. If you're not happy, you need to do something to change it, you know, and find out what makes you happy and strive for that. And there's always a battle inside of us with everything going on. But yeah, I got a little deep there, didn't I? Just talking about music and just going down it. But I don't know. I just, like I said, music is what we feel. It's our souls, you know. It's what connects us. And I just love hearing music. And I guess I love trying to see life from somebody else's perspective. You know, there's all different ways you can perceive life. You can perceive life from your perspective alone. You can try and push your perspective on the rest of the world, or you can just try and look at life as a learning experience and try and learn from every person you meet and try and, you know, maybe pick something up from them and just learn something new and something different and something wild as we go through this universe. That's what I like the most is new experiences. I get burnout on stuff really, really quick. Like, I doing the same job or doing, driving the same vehicle or anything, like living in the same house. Like, it doesn't matter. I like to travel a lot too. And it's just, I don't know. Something new is always exciting and fascinating. And I think that's kind of what encourages life a little bit, you know, is that quest. And so with that, I like maybe learning something from everyone, because everyone out there has a specialty or something they're great at. I don't care who it is. You can sit down and talk to anyone on the planet. And lo and behold, if you get to the bottom of it, you are going to learn that they are a genius at something and really great at something and know more about it than you or probably anybody else. And it's just a matter of finding that. And some people don't even know what it is. And I've talked to people and they're like, well, I don't have nothing. And then I'll get to talking to them and talk to them. And they're like, wait a minute. And because I'll, you know, break it down. And the eventually we'll find something that they're really good at. And they're like, well, you know what? I might be really good at that, you know? And we all have our own views and our own perspectives and our own things we enjoy and love. And music is one of those things. And so is politics and religion. And I think that instead of just being like, well, mine's the only way, this is the only right way, we need to be a little more accepting to the, you know what, everybody's doing their own thing. And I kind of like learning about what you got going on over there. Instead of just being so stuck in my ways, I might actually want to learn. It doesn't mean I have to accept it or live life like you do, but it's fun to learn something new and learn a different view or a different perspective or a different thing. So I actually love talking about religion, love talking about politics, love talking and listening to new music. I guess I'm a different creature, but it's just a different mentality, I guess. And, there's a lot of people like me as well. And so, I don't know. I think that's something that we should do in life. And even that's Old Man Harrelson's part of his philosophy is that, you know, you always got to do something new. And at 81 years old, he's still rocking and trying to, do something new and went out and achieved his dreams within 1 month of making that video of him wanting to play for the Savannah Bananas. And I mean, he created all that. That was him. That was his idea of just going, you know what? I want to play for the Savannah Bananas. I'm 81. I don't care at all. I can do it. Let's do this. I want to do something new. And that's what he says. He's open about it. Like, that's like one of the keys to life is doing something new. And obviously he's doing something right. I mean, you can look at him and be like, all right, dude, you're 81 and you're riding bikes and playing baseball. And I mean, right now, as we speak, he's working a swap meet. Working hard and shows up to work every day and does hard manual labor. I mean, chopping wood, chops all his own wood. I mean, literally, he is just the epitome of, you know, what we would want to be when we're 81 years old. I think that's what any of us would want is the ability. And he still goes, travels the world and stuff. And I think that we would all want that. To be able to be in that kind of shape and mentally, I mean, he's still 100% here, like 100%. He has a little bit of a harder time hearing, but, you know, they have hearing aids. If he'd just put it in, he would be fine, you know? So it's a miracle. It really is. And, I think he might be onto something with that philosophy, you know, of just doing something new and trying something new. And with that, I guess that kind of leads me full circle to what I've been doing. I know I've been talking about trying to get the candidates ready to go and have a debate. And so I've been doing this for years to where, like I said, when my little boy passed away, I promised him I'd do all I can to try and help the world. And what that is, I don't know, you know, because that's all up to perspective, you know. And I don't know, I'm just trying to help along the way. And through this, I think that if we can sit down and talk about all the problems in the world together and have all sides sit down at the same table and try and create peace, that's going to be the answer. And I've been trying to do this for so long, for years and years and years now. And it's really hard to get people to have the courage to sit down and do this because, I mean, it's a big thing to sit down with your enemy. That's the epitome of the hardest thing you can do. You know what I mean? But if we ever hope to fix things and we ever hope to make things better, that's what we have to do. And even with politics, I think that that's the same thing because you can look at the political races and the politicians that are running and you never know anything about them. You don't know what's going on. A lot of times you don't know until you vote them in and then you have to see how it works and stuff like that. And so there's so many layers and they deliberately have vague answers. And that's just the way politics is set up. That's the way the whole system is set up. And I'm trying to break down that mentality and change that and look for solutions on how can we fix broken parts of the system. And one of the biggest parts is the communication and the ability for the people, because we, the people, are supposed to govern. And we're the ones that are supposed to, you know, give the government consent to govern over us. And so ultimately, you know, they work for us, and they should try and talk to us. I mean, that's the whole point of it all, isn't it? Is that they're supposed to represent us and be speaking on behalf of us. And so in order to do that, you need to talk to your people, and you need to be connected with us. And with that, I think if we could all sit down at the same table and have all of our politicians in any race sit down at the same table and just talk to each other. And it's going to be hard, granted, because there's a lot of tension. Everybody's running the same race. But at the same time, you're putting yourself out there. Put yourself out there for the people and really stand by it and just go all the way. If you're going to go, do it, you know, and believe in yourself. You know, believe that your ideas are the best. Believe that you can handle yourself the best. And bring your ideas and what you have to the table. I mean, because that's what it's all about, right? That's what we, the people, want to see, is who has the most to bring to the table. Like, who has the best ideas? Who understands this job the most? Because, like, county auditor, you know, there's a lot of things that you know, I could complain about the county auditor, but at the same time, I don't have the first clue on how to be a county auditor. And then so people who are running in this race, I would imagine they would have the idea on how to be a county auditor. And so they could go back and forth and talk about things that I don't have a clue about. But if you sit them down and you can listen to them, and we, the people, could sit and listen to that, well, then we're going to get a much more informed point of view. And that's the epitome of an informed voter. And that's the way our system should be running. Imagine if we did this with every kind of election, to where the politicians had the courage to sit down from each other and just talk it out in a peaceful manner. And I get it. Sometimes things are going to get tense. Sometimes things are going to get hard. And that's why I have the 3-strike system, to where, you know, you might accidentally mess up and say something that you didn't mean to. And so nobody's perfect. You're going to get 3 strikes, though. And that's going to keep you focused and on point, to where it doesn't get turned into a a mess, a fiasco, to where people are just name calling each other. I think that's not a good look, and that's not what we should be focusing on. We need to be focusing on the solutions and how we can fix this problem and how we can do the best we can for the community. Like, that's the whole point of government, is doing what's best for the community. And so if you really believe in that as a politician, you need to step forward and have the courage to step up and say, look, I'm here to do what's best for my community. I'm going to be open and honest, and I'm going to sit down with everybody else here, and I'm going to work to do the best I can for the community. And if they go with my ideas, I would love it. And if they don't, then I guess the better person won, and so be it, you know. And that's what I'm shooting for, is a system to where we can have politicians just talk it out and bring their ideas to the table. What I ask is that they bring 3 ideas. If every politician brings 3 ideas, and so I, as somebody who would be running the debate or whatever, I would be like, okay, so what's idea number 1? And they bring in the idea and they propose it to everybody else, and then everybody just talks about it. And if things get out of hand, you know, I can, as a mediator, I can be like, okay, we're going to put in a 2-minute time limit, to where each person gets 2 minutes to rebuttal back and forth. And if it goes on too long, I can put a limit to how many rebuttals, you know. And it's just, we work it as it goes. But ultimately, what I would like to do is keep them in charge of the conversation, and to where I don't even have to say anything, to where they run it on their own, and to where if somebody gets insulted, I'm not the one giving out strikes. They're the ones that say, you know what, you know, you called me an MF-er there, I'm going to go ahead and give you a strike. Please don't do that anymore. You know, or whatever. It doesn't have to be that. You can call me a name or whatever, you know. And we don't, that's where I'll kind of be a mediator to go, all right, you know, that's, we're stretching, because people could stretch it and be like, oh, well, you called me, whatever, blonde haired. That's an insult, when it's not, obviously. So, there needs to be some kind of mediator there to keep things kind of on track. And that's what I'm trying to be. And I'm just, we're entering a new territory. I have been trying to do it with everyone. Like, I tried to get all the sheriffs to do it years and years ago, when it was Chris Edgar running against Tony Helms the first time. And I've tried to do it just so many times with so many different people. This is an idea I've had for years. And then I tried with me and Daniel Owsley did it just about religion. And then me and Brian Butts did it when I was running for sheriff. And me and Brian were running for sheriff. And me and him sat down. I wish all the other candidates would have done it. They all told me they would, but they backed out. So I'm disappointed that they didn't, but it is what it is. And so now I have reached out and made a post. I meant to do it much sooner. I've just been overwhelmed with life. Life has been coming at me fast. It's been a wild ride, you know, and I'm just doing all I can to hang on. But I finally was able to make a post this morning about trying to get all of the other candidates that are running to sit down and do this. And I specifically called out the mayor race because here in Osage Beach, there's a lot of publicity and a lot of seems to be emotion on the line, and we need to work through it somehow. We need to find some way we can peacefully have, you know, everyone involved sit down and be able to talk it out so we, the people, can sit here and see from those that know what's going on, you know, and what's really happening, because they know so much more than me. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know, because I don't have the slightest clue. I've never been mayor. I'm not running for mayor. I don't have a clue. So I would like to just sit and be able to hear them talk about it. And in order to do that, it's going to take a huge amount of courage. But I put it out on Lake Erie Happenings. I put it on Citizens for a Better Camden County. And I just put it out there to say, hey, I would really appreciate any of the candidates to please, you know, reach out to me and to be a part of this. And I kind of also put it out there to the people and said, hey, who thinks that this would be a good idea if we had this kind of forum and this kind of setup to where we just, like I said, the same thing I do every day. For those of you that listen to me every day, I greatly appreciate you. But the same thing I do every day to where I say, hey, everybody from all sides, let's just sit down and work for solutions, the best solutions we can to help fix this. And that's what I'm trying to do with the mayor race right now, is have everybody sit down and just work for the best solutions that we can create for Osage Beach and for the Lake of the Ozarks right here. What are the best ideas and the best things that we can figure out right here? And who knows? It may be somebody may call in with a phenomenal idea that the mayor, whoever it is that ends up winning, could take their idea from somebody that calls into the show. You know what I mean? Or even candidates could take other people's ideas. It shouldn't be about the person. It should be about the idea and the mentality of trying to help. You know what I mean? That's what it should be about, to where they can all sit down. And like I said, if you got three good ideas to bring to the table, what are they? And you know, if everybody likes the idea that one person's doing and then the other person wins, there shouldn't be a reason why that the person who won can't take the other person's idea and use it to help the community. You know what I mean? To try and help people. And I want to put it out there for everybody and also make it connected to where the people can call in and, you know, talk about the subjects that matter. You know, I don't want people calling in and just being like, well, I'm calling in just to cuss you or something. That's foul. But I would love for people to call in and be like, hey, this is a thing I see in the city that I don't agree with, or the thing I see that I think would help, or a thing I see that I think the city has skinned his knees, or whatever. And just whatever input somebody has, who knows what input there is out there? I don't know. That's why we're entering a whole unknown chapter, because this ultimately transparency and open and honest mentality like this will get to the bottom of everything. I feel that it will put it all out on the line and just really be able to figure out the best candidate, figure out the best way to do things, and figure out where the mistakes and the errors are happening. And logic should be able to dictate this and run this conversation. At the end of the line, let logic run it all and just do it all in front of the people and let the people decide from the way and let the chips fall. And so that's what I've done, is I've reached out to the mayoral candidates and I individually messaged them on Facebook as well. And I have called them, or not called them, but I have put it on Facebook, like I said, to try. I've put my phone number out there, should I say, to call me and said, hey, if you guys call me, here's my number. And I've put it on Lake Area Happenings, which is very popular, and Citizens for Better Camden County, which most people that are affiliated with politics pretty heavily around here are a part of Citizens for a Better Camden County, because it's just the political the site for political talk around here. Lake Area Happenings is a good spot for everything that's happening at the lake, but they walk a pretty fine line on politics there. So but they something like this, you know, I'm like trying to advertise for my radio show or whatever to try and help get the mayor candidate. So it's not quite as much as about politics, because I think they kind of try to veer away from that. But I greatly appreciate, you know, Lake Area Happenings letting me post there, and for the service that they provide. And so, yeah, I put it on there, and Citizens for Better Camden County, which I love that site as well. They don't have any censorship there. They let things kind of run wild for the most part. I think I have, I don't know. But, no, it's pretty uncensored there. And it's just a good spot to talk politics. And so I've put it on there and reached out to the other candidates. And as of now, when I first put it out there, I posted it, and then, like I said, I sent each candidate a private message on Facebook. And the second I sent Harmison a message, he texted me back. It was within a minute. It was like, I almost want to say it was I guess I'll just post what I said. I'll go ahead and say, hello, my name is Josh Butterfield. I have a radio show called Search of Solutions, where I try to get all sides to sit down and work for solutions we can all agree on. I have the hard talks of politics and religion in the hopes we can create peace and do what's best for the world. It's completely uncensored. I'm trying to get political candidates to have an open discussion with each other and the public in order to let voters become much more informed about who they are voting for. There are no scripted questions. It's just an open discussion between candidates and the people they will govern. Politics is historically very vague and doesn't really dig into detail on how candidates feel or their stances. This format would allow things to be discussed in detail and allow the public to be much more informed on who they're voting for. Anyone can call into the show at any time. I have a 3-strike system where personal insults get a strike, and after 3 strikes, offenders must leave the debate. This ensures things stay on topic and peaceful. I know this format would allow voters to become much more informed and connected, as well as allow the candidates to get to the bottom of the issues with each other. I am openly inviting all candidates to be a part of the show. I would be happy to schedule any time this weekend to do a special show for the upcoming elections. I know it's last minute, but I will gladly work to try and fit your schedule. I had intentions of doing this sooner, but have been extremely busy with other adventures. But I would really love to see this happen, and have been working on this format for years now. All I ask is that the candidates bring 3 ideas that they have to make things better. From there, we just talk it out. My number is 573-286-8316. I have faith that this format will change politics and help make voters much more informed on who they are electing. Hopefully, we can all work together to do what's in the best interest of the community. Thanks a lot, and I look forward to hearing from you. And so that's the exact message that I sent to all 3 Osage Beach mayoral candidates. And within, it was within a minute or two. That's why I almost think it was automated. But Michael Harmison responded, thank you for reaching out. We would appreciate your vote on April 5th or a financial contribution to our campaign. Make Osage Beach great again. So, yeah, I mean, he basically said he just wants my vote. So I asked him to sit and talk to with me, and he said, let's see, he wants my vote and a financial contribution to the campaign, and wants to make Osage Beach great again. So I think he has been the mayor for 4 years now. And yeah, so that is the current sitting mayor who responded. I was hoping that he would give a little more of a personal response, or maybe something that would have been a little more, I don't know, a little more positive towards the idea that I'm trying to do here. Because at the end of the day, I think that honesty and transparency is the best thing that should always govern governments, right? Right? Is that the people are in charge, so we would like to see everything that's happening. And if you're not showing us what's happening, that always makes me very leery and makes me raise questions. I'm not trying to say for sure one side or the other or anything. I'm not trying to say anything bad about him. But I am saying that I do wish that he would have made a little bit more of a personal response and maybe took it a little more serious. And I don't know. I think that he should be a little more transparent and be more willing to talk to the people out there and talk to his constituents instead of just sending me an automated message. Like, that's not connecting to me, buddy. I don't know. I just, maybe he has something going on. Maybe I can check his phone number and call him or something. I used to do live video feeds to where when they would do their meet and greets, politicians would do their meet and greets, I would just go Facebook Live and then I'd walk up and I'd just start talking to them and ask them questions that I had. That way the people can see. And in Missouri, it's a one party state, you know, you can do that. So anybody out there who may want to take my wild and crazy ideas and some of the wild and crazy stuff I've done, I've kind of pumped the brakes on that. It's a little stressful to do that, you know? But it's also efficient, you know. But I did take the time to reach out to him, and that's the response I got that I figured I'd share with you guys. It's not over yet. Maybe he, like I said, maybe that was just an automated response that his account is just set up to respond to, and maybe that's just he hasn't even seen it yet or doesn't even know what's going on. So I'm going to definitely give him the benefit of the doubt. But from there, I also texted Angie Schuster, and I'm yet to get a response back from her. I haven't checked my Facebook page. I've been kind of busy trying to help out down at the park, Gravelways ball field today. There's been some people that are just amazing that have been helping out down there. Jamie, Franklin and Bart Ward, and just a bunch of people have been helping. Dave down there, I don't know, he was at Affordable Watercraft. I forgot his last name. That we were just working on the field down there. And so I was busy working on the baseball field today, trying to help out and make it a little bit better. And I greatly appreciate everybody who has helped donate. There was a fund going on for GoFundMe to help the field out down there. Some of the dugouts were a little rotten, and we're trying to do some things. I might throw down a little gravel for the parking lot. And we're redoing the benches and all kinds of stuff. We're sprucing it up for the kids. It's a great thing, but I'm just a small little part of it. I hardly did anything. I might have accidentally spent more time talking today. I learned some Gravois history in that VFW hall there. They've actually converted it, and it's a wedding venue slash rental place to, and there's an awesome stage in there, so you can rent the building, and it is awesome in there. I've grown up in Gravelways my whole life, and they redid the inside and it looks phenomenal. Big beautiful wooden floors, and the walls are all painted in fresh coat of paint, and a big kitchen you can use, so you can rent that building for anything you want. I need to probably throw them out an ad to, or not an ad, but a shout out to what they're doing down there. It's, oh, I don't have this card. Where'd it go? I don't know. I lost this card. This is why we can't have nice things, guys. I will lose, I lose stuff sometimes, and I bet I got it somewhere, but oh, there it is. All right, so it's Dragonfly Hall Wedding and Event Center. So if you look up Dragonfly Hall, that's what it is. It's the old VFW, and it's right there at the baseball field, and they're doing great things there. So I highly suggest, if you need an event center or something going on there, that's it. And I was talking to him today about renting it. So that's going to be part of one of my things I do. When I started this radio show in, what was it, October? The day I started this radio show, I also started 3 YouTube channels. And one of my YouTube channels was Pursuit for Peace. And that's what I wanted to do, was rent event centers and have meetings within the community where we from all sides sit down and work together. And even something like this with the mayoral candidates, I would have liked to have done it to where we all had a place at like that event center and done it, but I didn't have time to set it up quite like that. So we're going to do it through the show, but to where I could even do that in person and maybe do it with the commissioners or even Senate. Like, I seen that Ike is getting ready to, I mean, I'm not trying to spoil his shows or anything like that, but I did see he put it on Facebook, so it's a little bit allowed to be talked about, but he's going to be running for Senate. And, you know, he has a show on Wednesdays where he comes in after me and, you know, talks about being a commissioner and stuff, but he said he's willing to be on the show, so, or be on whatever forum I set up. And so if I run out the building there in Gravois and right there where we go and we have, that would be so great to me. I mean, it would mean a lot. Like that's always been the proving grounds, if you will, you know, to where if you got a problem, you're going to go talk about it down at the ball field, you know? And it, so that's where we could go to just figure it out, you know? And, it would be awesome to be able to have political, discussions, to where it's just an open discussion, to where we figure out all the world's problems, man. And I think it would be so great. But if we could get all the senators somehow to go there, and or all the people are running who for that Senate seat, and who knows, it may just be Ike, and it'll just be we'll be able to talk to Ike, and we probably won't need the event center then. We can just do the show. But I am just excited. I'm excited to try it out, and I'm excited to see where this goes. But that's what I was doing today, and I kind of got veered off on the sidetrack there. But while I was working there, I bet it was within 1 hour, Richard Ross was able to see my post. He said he saw my post on Facebook, and since I put my number on there, he called me right up and said, "Hey, I am super busy right now, but this sounds like something I would like to be a part of." And so I said, "Look, man, you're the first one to reach out. You're the first one to call. You get first dibs, bro. What day, what time, what would you like?" And he said, "Well, I'm real busy. Let me get back with you later this evening." And so hopefully later this evening, he is able to reach out to me and we are able to work out a time. You know, he suggested Monday, which would work perfect. I mean, Monday on my show. Nadine, I think, is going to be coming on Jack's time. So it would be awesome if we could go from Monday on my show and having the mayors, you know, sit down and talk, to Tuesday having Nadine go in and she's talking to Miller County candidates. So it would be really cool. But he reached out to me and said, "Yeah, I'd probably right now it kind of tentatively looks like Monday I'd be wanting to do it." And so that I think would be awesome. And so that's what hopefully we get to do. I'm going to reach out and tell him 4 is usually the time I take over. So if we could do it from 4 to maybe 6 or whenever Nadine is going to be taking over. I think Jack's car show usually starts off at 6. So we'd be able to go 4 to 6, and it would be awesome because that's the epitome of what I'm trying to do. But as of right now, Richard Ross is the only one that has responded to me and gave me a response, and I greatly commend him for that. That's it takes so much courage to sit down and do this, especially, are you kidding me, the day before the election. Like, the courage it takes to do that and put yourself out there, that speaks volumes to me, man. With me, what speaks most to me as a voter is who is willing to put themselves out there, who is willing to, you know, be open and honest. And that's what it takes to be a leader, and that's what you're supposed to be, you know. And at the end of the day, that also shows that you don't have nothing to hide, so, and that you're willing to put it out there. And so it speaks volumes to me. Just that act alone of picking up the phone and calling me and saying, yes, I want to do this. Now, a lot of times I've had people tell me they'll do it and then end up don't, which it hurts my feelings, but I appreciate them for at least considering it, you know? And I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. And we're going to see, but, as of right now, I'm hopeful. There's nothing set in stone, nothing for sure. So I don't want to get any of you listeners excited out there, try and speak out of school and say, for sure, this is set up, because it isn't. But he has reached out to me and did it through the phone, like picked up the phone and called me. He didn't give me an automated response, or anything like that, which I appreciate. It speaks a lot to me. You know what I mean? That shows me, you know, compassion and care and, empathy, and trying to like reach out to your voter and your constituents and like all the things you're supposed to do, you know? And, I really appreciate him for taking the time to call me and for listening to what I had to say, and for listening to my idea, and for being open to the idea. I really appreciate him thus far, and hopefully on Tuesday or Monday evening we will be able to have at least Richard Ross. I would like to see Angie Schuster, and I would like to see Mayor Harmison be able to be a part of the debate as well. I'm not singling out anybody. I'm not doing anything like that. I'm just simply trying to be open and honest and just let it open for the community and let the community hear what's going on and hear it from the people themselves. I think, obviously, logically speaking, that alone would show the voters so much. And it would let them get to the bottom of it. I mean, the people running, they know what's going on. I say it all the time. They know so much more than we do. We don't know anything, you know. I mean, the general public, we don't know what's going on in any of this stuff. And these people do. And so I think it's really good to hear their input, especially when they can go back and forth and talk to each other about it, you know what I mean? And be like, well, this is why your idea isn't the best here. And it doesn't have to be a name calling. It doesn't have to be an ugly scenario where we fight and argue, you know. We can keep calm and composure and stay on task and on topic and just get to the bottom of the issues and let it play out from there. And so that's my hopes, man. That's my hopes. That's what I'm trying to do with this. And like I said, fingers crossed that we get all three of them. But right now I'm going to say I got some kind of chance with Richard Ross, which I greatly appreciate him for taking the time to reach out to me. So that is a little bit of local politics that we got going on. I think locally is the way to go, guys. We can't control federal politics. It's really, really hard to control state politics. I mean, it's not out of the realm of things, but it's, boy, is it hard. And then, locally here, that's where it matters the most. And ultimately, the local government pretty much runs most of the thing anyway. Not so much on a city, more on a county. But city still does an immense amount of stuff. I mean, they still have a police force. They're still in charge of a lot of the business aspect, which that's a big deal, you know. You always want to keep things fair for everyone, and you don't want to give certain businesses more a leg up, if you will. At least this is my own perspective. Everybody has their own perspective, you know. So, but that's just where I'm at, and it doesn't matter who you are. The bottom line is the mayor controls a lot when it comes to local business and local the way the city's ran. So it's a big deal, especially if you live in Osage Beach or come here a lot. I come here a lot, obviously. I live at the lake. You know, anybody who lives at the lake, I think, spends a lot of time in Osage just because this is kind of where everything's at. You know, this is the main hub of the lake, if you will. You know, you got Camden, which is a little more of the kind of more of the mom and pops. And then all the other towns around the lake, they're just a little bit more secluded and a little bit more natural, if you will, you know. And Osage Beach is kind of the city aspect of our beautiful Lake of the Ozarks here. So it has a lot riding on it, you know. And it's good for us to be informed, us as voters. I think that's what we want. So I'm excited to see this hopefully play out. And who knows where it goes from here. Like I said, we got more upcoming elections. We got commissioner elections in the months to come. We got Senate races. We got it all. So it looks like I might hopefully be getting some of these, at least I got Ike Skelton. So, oh man. You know what? I have been talking for a minute and I just looked at the clock and I just remembered that we got Polly coming in here pretty soon. So we are getting ready to do our show Ion Solutions, to where me and Polly work together. So I love talking philosophy. I have these 10 philosophical questions that I like to ask people. And me and Polly and me and Jack have done some philosophy on this show here, and it's been a great time. I love it so much. But me and Polly, man, I didn't even know him. I didn't know him from Adam. I'm like, hey man, you seem like a cool dude, let's talk philosophy. And so me and him had a show. He had the show after me, right when I came here, you know, on Fridays. I decided to do a show 2 hours a day every day through the week, and have never been on the radio before, never done anything like this. I just jumped in with both feet. And then Paulie was behind me and had the next show after me. And I'm just like, I asked him, you know, I was like, hey, you want to talk talk philosophy? And he's like, sure, man. And so, you know, we got to know each other there. And then after that, I was like, you want to come in and just kind of talk early, get in early, and we'll just talk for like 30 minutes, just about whatever, and just whatever. It doesn't even matter. He's like, sure, man. And so it started out as 30 minutes, and now it's turned into our own show. At first, it was just this little thing we did, you know, where in between our shows, you know, we turn it over. And now we have our own show that we do together. It's called Eye on Solutions, and it is one of my favorite parts of the week, I promise you. I always look forward to it. It's a great time. And you know, we agree on a lot of stuff, and it's awesome, that, you know, we feel so much alike on a lot of things, but we don't focus on the things we agree on. We focus on the things we don't agree on and just try and work it out and go from there. And that's kind of like what I'm trying to do with everything here is, you know, we don't have to agree on everything, but let's just work out a solution to where it's something we can agree on. And, you know, he's really intelligent, and it's fun to go back and forth with somebody who brings just a lot to the table, and it's a lot of fun. So we're getting ready to have that pop off in about 10 minutes and counting. I think Polly will be here. So as long as there's no obstacles in his way or anything happening, it should be on as far as I know. I am going to go ahead and go down the schedule real quick of what we got to come here in the next week. That way I can make sure to get that done, because I like to inform everybody of what we got going on here. We got a really great radio station here at Damn Radio, and a lot of great, awesome DJs that have really cool shows. And it's just a wide variety of everything. it's a little mesh of everything. What is it? The kitchen sink or whatever, you know, it's all of it. You never know what you're going to get here. So, I like to give shouts out to everybody and make sure I do that every day. And I'm going to start off with, what we got going on today. So Ion Solutions, 5:30 to 6:30. Sometimes we go a little bit late. You never know. It's hard to shut off a conversation when you're knee deep in it. It's just like, all right, we can't just shut it off and walk away. We got to like finish this, you know? And so it's hard, but yeah, generally 5:30 to 6:30 on Solutions with me and Pauly. And then 6:30 to 8, I have the Beholder with Pauly closing out your Friday, followed by 59.5 hours of rock, some of the deepest, unheard of cuts that you don't normally hear. And it's all ad-free. It's nothing but music all weekend long. So what is better than that to keep you going for your weekend? Then on Monday, we got International Flavor with Sam Trapp, 7:30 to 9, getting you going in the morning. 9 to 10:40, Shield Maidens Missouri with Stacey Shore. 2 to 4, a really big show with JR. 4 to 6, Search of Solutions with me. 6 to 7, Miller County Candidate Forum. So that is going to be... with Nadine, I do believe it says the DJ is Jack here, but I don't think that is correct. It's usually Jack's car show at that time. And Jack is an encyclopedia of car knowledge. That young man knows, I think, just about everything about cars. I don't know how he does it, but yeah. So instead of Jack's car show, we are going to have the Miller County Candidate Forum, which is going to be awesome to hear. And then Tuesday, we're 7:30 to 9, International Flavor with Sam Trapp. 2 to 4, a really big show with JR. 4 to 6, Search of Solutions with me. And on Monday, I guess, hopefully, I'm going to have maybe some mayoral candidates. We might see, hopefully, at least one. Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Like I said, there's no guarantees yet, so I do not want to falsely report anything of the such. But fingers crossed. Tuesday, 7:30 to 9, International Flavor. Did I already do Tuesday? I think I did. It's International Flavor, really big show in Search of Solutions. Then Wednesday is our big day around here. 7:30 to 9, International Flavor, Samuel Trapp. 9 to 10, The Damn Swag with Jimmy Tebow. 11 to 1, The Gabby Hay Show with Gabby. 2 to 4, a really big show with JR. 4 to 6, Search of Solutions with me. And 6 to 8, The Ike Skelton Radio Show, where the commissioner comes in and drops some knowledge on you guys. And then Thursday, it's just us three again, International Flavor, really big show, and Search of Solutions. And that is going to close out the upcoming week. All right, guys. Boy, oh boy, where do I go from here? Well, I think that I could probably play some music for just a moment. I'll play a couple songs here. But I greatly appreciate you guys for following along, keeping up this evening. I want to get you guys pumped up with a little bit of metal. You know how we roll. And this is one of the good ones. White Zombie, Thunderkiss 65. It came up earlier all on its own, and I'm not going to not play it. You know, I mean, that's one of my favorite classic songs. So, yes, White Zombie, here we go. Try me. That was White Zombie, Thumber Kiss 65. I'm going to kick it on over to the Animals, House of the Rising Sun, and then I bet we'll have some Polly in the house. Thank you all so much for listening.